Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But right now, let's welcome in Kyle Brandt, host of Good Morning Football, of course, over on NFL Network. He joins us each and every Monday throughout the football season. Are you as surprised as we were here in Kansas City, Kyle, of last night's result, a win for the Ravens?
I think I might have made a mistake, guys. I'm looking for Ravens radio or Raiders radio or even Texans radio, who has the same record as the reigning AFC champs. Who is it? Is this the Chiefs we're talking about? Kansas City Chiefs? Is that who it is?
Yeah, that we're not staying in the penthouse, at least for this
Sadly.
Week. No, not this week.
Guys, what happened? What the hell? The Chiefs lost? They lost on Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, whatever the hell night it was. It might have been Wednesday night. They lost to Lamar Jackson? What happened?
We're 0-1 since you've come on the show.
Well, you know what? You know, there's so many ways to take this. I've been doing it all morning. If I were to pick out one moment that was really problematic, it was the second John Harbaugh decided to go for it on fourth down, I'm like, it's over. There is 0% chance the Chiefs are going to stop them on this play. I had no belief. And this is a wildly successful team coming off another Super Bowl trip. And it wasn't a fourth and inches. It was a fourth and two. It was like a meaty, hardy two. And I just said, there's no way they're going to stop them. And they weren't even close to stopping them. Patrick Ricard, the lead blocker for the Ravens, completely missed his block on the play. And it didn't even matter. So tell me, let me in. I like to soak up the local vibe. Are you guys hearing from your listeners and they, whatever, good for you, you finally got us, or is it the sky's falling?
I think the sky's falling on the defense. I think as the view of the AFC goes, Kyle, it's still the same way we view it. They're the best team in the AFC. Mm-hmm. Congratulations of the four teams who have to beat Kansas City come playoff times. One of them actually has a win. So, like, that matters to a point, but really the only part where the sky's falling in this end of town is the defense, which is real and probably should be examined.
Well, you guys now have, as Chiefs fans, you have these one percenter champagne problems. That problem being, all right, so the Chiefs are going to win anywhere this year from, who knows, 12 to 15 games, somewhere like that. If you win 14 games, you go 14-3 and lose in the AFC title game, it is an abysmal failure of a season. Abysmal. Wildly, bitterly disappointing. And that sucks. Price of success. So if I say to you, okay, they finally lost to the Ravens and God, maybe one of these teams is going to get them in the playoffs. That's a little bit scary because we have this belief in Mahomes, and I say we. I'll just say it as a program, Good Morning Football, we do. We always think he's going to win. I still think he won that game. It was so weird to put up the graphic this morning and say, all right, undefeated against Josh Allen, undefeated against Baker Mayfield. Oh, my gosh, there's a one after his record against Lamar. Right. There's actually a loss. And I feel like, I said it this morning, it was like, and the Russian is cut, and it's a bad cut. And it felt like Drago finally bleeds because the guy is a machine. He never loses to these guys. So I'm not saying everything's calm. They've lost 2 out of 3 games, and the defense has not looked like this since before Spagnuolo got there. It was like, what did they get, 6 yards of carry? They got about 31 first downs. I thought we solved this problem with the Chiefs. I thought this whole, yeah, Mahomes and Kelce and Tyreek are great, but man, that defense is scary. I thought we were over all of that when they won the Super Bowl. They haven't looked that bad on defense in 2 or 3 years.
It certainly has been some flashbacks to that, as you referenced there. Meanwhile, for Baltimore, It was not too long ago that Lamar Jackson called the Chiefs his kryptonite.
I know.
And that is no more. I mean, considering all their injuries, and some people were writing off Baltimore a little bit based off that loss to the Raiders, who are now 2-0, like, how far can this win, do you think, like, propel Baltimore and for Harbaugh, knowing that they have the biggest win of the regular season, potentially could still go down even 15 weeks from now. It probably is still the biggest win of the regular season.
I think so, too. And listen, and I know this sounds like a hot take, but I don't care. I know Lamar Jackson won a playoff game. I think this is the biggest win of his career. I think it's bigger than the playoff game against the Titans that they won last year. They beat Mahomes. They beat it on national television when everyone was watching, and they came back twice from two big leads. I think also Baltimore is one of these, like, they kind of get drunk on themselves in a good way. Like, they feel themselves. They get really hot. They get a lot of momentum. That team 2 years ago, it came crashing down, but, like, it was the biggest story of the season. They were the MVP. No one wanted to play them. When they get confident, they're a really, really, really different team. And, look, we were talking about this morning. They lose to the Raiders in really bitter fashion. And Chris Carter was on our show this morning. I guess he was at that game. He was there this weekend and knows a bunch of people in the Ravens organization. So they lose to the Raiders in Las Vegas. They can't get out of the city. They don't land in Baltimore until 7 a.m. Cool. And then that's the next day. That's the middle of the week already. So they had a crazy fast turnaround. Then they beat Mahomes. Like, you guys are probably thinking the same thing. If you were to say before the game, all right, so Lamar has two interceptions in the first quarter to the same player, and one of them's a pick six, well, then the Chiefs are going to win by four touchdowns. You're going to turn the game over at halftime. And they won. And I think when you do something like that and you make that comeback, especially with going for it at fourth down at the end of the game, you're like, well, we can beat anybody now. We just beat Mahomes. We can beat anybody. We can beat the Bucs. Bring them on. So it's dangerous. It is dangerous. And I think Chiefs fans are fooling themselves to say it's not.
The one thing I think is that it's almost never him. Like, even in the Super Bowl, I don't go back and be like, geez, Mahomes, if you
totally.
Could only have held.
Totally.
That was it. That pick in the third quarter with 2 minutes to go, if they punt there, or hell, if they get a field goal like they should have done if they didn't have the negative first down run, then they probably bury Baltimore, and then that game never gets back, and then they just end it. It's not very often. So that's the one thing I would say makes the Chiefs different than versus other teams is, how often is it going to be Mahomes? Even Andy Reid in the postgame is like, he shouldn't have thrown it, but, you know, he does that sometimes, and it works. I think we're all in that same boat. Like, I can't tell Mahomes not to do insane stuff because it works 99% of the time.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, it's you want to stop it coming out of your mouth criticizing Mahomes for doing something because he's been so good. And I think probably, you know, based on what your callers, I imagine, are saying, that one of the best things that happened to Mahomes this morning was Edwards-Helaire, because everybody's talking about the fumble and nobody's talking about that. Look, there was a ridiculous interception he threw. And I know he does crazy stuff and, you know, no-look passes, and that's why we love Mahomes. It was stupid. He was falling down. It was this crazy flailing throw that was a gimme interception for a guy. And it was, you know, Mahomes is cocky. He should be. Who wouldn't be cocky if you're Mahomes? It was a huge pick. And then the Edwards-Helaire fumble was unbelievably unclutch. And I got to say, look, I hate to pile on this morning, but I promise I will always shoot you guys straight. My bigger concern with Edwards-Helaire isn't the fumble. It's just like, I don't see a ton of juice coming from this guy when he touches the ball. I really mean it. Like, as the guy who's the first round pick, who's young and explosive, and he seems kind of plodding. He reminds me of Ezekiel Elliott, even though he's like 4 years younger. And, you know, we were talking this morning again. It's like, all right, so I liked him coming out. First round pick. Let's not forget, he's there in LSU. He's got three NFL receivers, like good ones. He's got Burrow. Like, the look back on the Edwards-Helaire prominence is not necessarily encouraging. And he fumbled, whatever. Beck fumbles sometimes. I'm almost more concerned that I wish I could have a little more pop when he gets the ball in his hand, because it has not been there.
Yeah, we kind of said, oh, maybe the lack of success from Clyde on the ground last year more and more was the offensive line, but it's getting harder and harder to believe that that actually is the case. I'm with you as we're talking to Kyle Brand of NFL Network, of course, on Good Morning Football. You look in the AFC West, and you also look in the AFC, and just like you and everybody thought, the Raiders and Broncos are 2-0.
What the hell? These dogs and cats living together. This is crazy. I saw that stat that for the first time since Mahomes took over as starter, they're not leading the AFC West. And the guys that are doing it, it's not, you know, this young, promising Herbert. It's Teddy Bridgewater, like, I think on his fourth team in 4 years, and then Derek Carr. It's really crazy, and yet, look, I'm a huge skeptic of the Raiders. Always have been. The John Gruden thing, the Derek Carr thing. Are you kidding me with those two wins? Like, those are awesome, awesome wins. Like, the Baltimore on national TV, and then Pittsburgh in their home opener. Like, it's great. And we had the question, we've been asking it all day. Everybody's asking this. It's a classic one. Are the Raiders, you know, hashtag for real, or do they have a couple hot games? I'm not there yet. I'm just not. And how do you say that after two great wins? I feel like such a Scrooge, but I've just seen it. We know they have one punch power. They beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead and then completely embarrass themselves the rest of the season. It would be a very Raiders thing to do, to come out 2-0 and then next week lose to the Dolphins, who just lost 35-0. I need like a good month of winning Raiders football. They have no equity in that regard. I don't believe in them at all yet. And Denver, it's kind of the same thing. I still think there's a little bit of fool's gold going on with the AFC West.
Beating Jacksonville just gets you absolutely no weight in this world.
Yeah, Jacksonville's really bad. We start to have a conversation. You know, it's power rankings season every week. I honestly wonder if power rankings tomorrow will come out. Is 32, is it Jacksonville or is it the Jets? Because, like, those teams are really bad. And this poor Zach Wilson kid, like, has zero shot. I think that is, like, one of those one- or two-win teams in the Jets. And the Jacksonville might be just as bad. It's ugly.
You got to give it to Jacksonville because Urban Meyer's out here sending messages to the fans of apology. Like, this is not who we are. We're like, this is the NFL, Urban. Nobody does this here.
I know. And it's like it took 20 seconds into his first season as an NFL coach for the college rumors to already come back about Urban Meyer. It's like he left his retirement and his family and actually like risked his own personal health just to coach Trevor Lawrence. And like one weekend, it's like, hey, Herb, what do you think about that USC gig? Pretty sweet, huh? And he swears it's not going to happen. But oh, my God. Like he right now is making the Chip Kelly college to pro experience look like the Vince Lombardi experience. It's rough.
Kyle, I think last week you told us that week one is a pathological liar.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans proof of that, or are you still questioning them despite what they were able to do up in Seattle?
Oh, my gosh. That's just the tip of the iceberg on the pathological line. I mean, did you see Buffalo yesterday?
Yeah.
35-0? I don't care if Tua got knocked out. I couldn't care less. They look terrible week one. Wait till you see the Packers tonight. I think the Packers are going to probably unleash hell on the Lions, and they look terrible. Look, I know the Saints are up against it and dealing with some difficult situations, but I don't think Jameis Winston is going to win the MVP this year like everyone thought he would after week one. I just don't. I don't know what the odds are in Vegas on that, but I think they just changed dramatically. So, that Titans game, if everybody listening did not watch it or did, it was bat bleep insane. It was a crazy game by week two standards alone. And like through a halftime, it's like, oh my God, the Titans suck. And they're getting run up on and Seattle's killing them again. And Derrick Henry might finish the season with like 500 rushing yards. And then whoosh, they turned it on. And like, that's the real Titans team. Like you look at organizations and if you're a Chiefs fan looking at teams, you're going to have to worry about, they have a good coach. They have a good GM. They have good players. They have a good quarterback. That's all you look for. And those, like, the cream will rise to the top, and they flipped a switch yesterday. And I think this was the real Titans team, not that nonsense we saw in week one.
Last question I have for you, Kyle.
Yeah.
After every single week I have to watch him play a better game, I assume his career is 1 year longer. So is Tom Brady going to play to at least 60?
Is it 60 now?
Well, I'm past 50. He's already saying that number.
Yeah, I heard something this morning that blew my mind about Tom Brady, and I had to double-check it. So he has to – I don't know if you guys saw this. When he throws 14 more touchdowns, 14 is the number, which he'll probably get in three or four weeks or something. And when he gets 14 more, he will have more touchdown passes in his 40s than he did in his 20s. That's a fact.
Jesus.
Like, you can look it up. And he's not 48. He's 44. And he'll already have more than he did in his entire decade of 20s, a decade in which he won a few Super Bowls. So I'm on a mission this year. Everyone is so bored with Brady. I'm like, we get it. He's a vampire. I'm not doing it. I don't care. He's born in 1977, and he threw 5 touchdowns yesterday. The only other guy most recently to throw 5 touchdowns over 40 was Warren Moon, and he was 40 on the dot. That was entry-level 40. Tom Brady's 44. He's 8-0 against the Falcons. I'll keep marching it out. I'm going to keep championing this. I know we like to talk about the young guys and everything. I refuse to sleep on how cool it is what Brady's doing. And by the way, he's going to break the all-time passing record, and he's going to do it in Foxborough's face in 2 weeks. It's like everything comes up perfectly for this SOB, and I love him for it.
Yeah, the NFL, everything works out for them pretty well when it comes to the storylines.
Guys, give me a tease. What's the random question of the day? Can I participate?
Yeah, I want to know the question about whether or not you decide a movie is not worth seeing. Because if I see the trailer for the first time 3 weeks before it comes out, Kyle, I'm not watching it. I'm not going to the theater.
Yeah. Well, it's just gotten so weird now with the theater anyway. Now it's like, okay, well, it's streaming and available in theaters. And then it's like, if it's streaming, basically what it comes down to these days, do I have the damn app that it's on? Like, if I don't have the Apple, Paramount, Peacock, whatever the hell it is, App Plus, like, I'm not downloading something just to watch whatever cockamamie superhero movie is coming out then. If I have the app and I don't have to pay, I'll watch it. And by watch it, I mean fall asleep on the couch 20 minutes in. But if I don't have the app, no way in hell.
I've decided, by the way, Kyle, as I've gotten older, that it's okay to watch movies in, like, three parts. I don't care.
Fine! It's like when we were kids, you'd read chapters, and then you'd go to bed and read the next chapter the next day. And so I think it's great. And I fall asleep when they're still showing the associate producer in the opening credits. That's the opening chapter. And I watch it in 20 parts. I don't care. I just want to go to sleep.
Kyle Brandt of NFL Network. Of course, you can see him on Good Morning Football every single morning. Kyle, good to talk to you again. We'll check in next week.
I cannot wait. God forbid it be after a Chiefs loss. We can't have it, guys. The seas will be boiling and the mountains will be crumbling. Now win next week.
Absolutely, yeah. If Kyle gets to 0-2, the Chiefs get to 0-2 since Kyle.
I may have to resign.
That can't happen. Yeah, we have to mix it up.
We're going
to
ask for Pete.
All right, Brent.
Come on.
That's Kyle Brandt of NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.